We continue today with lesson number 12 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim, and we're learning the third perek, the fifth and sixth Mishnayos. Perek Gimel, Mishneh Hey and Vov. Mishneh Hey deals with a kli cheres still, which is coated on the outside with some substance, let's say plaster. If the vessel, the kli cheres, becomes tomei mitocho, a sheretz is inside the vessel and renders it tomei, is the plaster coating around it also tomei? And if it is, it would be mitame ochlen umashkin, if food or fluid comes into contact with the outside coating of this vessel, they too would become tome. So the Mishnah says, Hatofel kli cheres habori. Suppose you have a ceramic vessel, which is bori, which is healthy, which is solid. So it does not need to be coated with this adhesive material, plaster or whatever. So is that coating, which is not really necessary for the kli cheres, is it mekabel tumah? Machlokes. Rab Meir and Rab Shimon metamet. Rab Meir and Shimon say yes. The coating is part of the vessel. The vessel becomes tamei. The coating, even though it's unnecessary for to reinforce the kli cheres, which this coating, nevertheless, the coating becomes mekabel tumah. The Chachamim omrim hatofel es habori tohor. They say no. If the kli cheres does not need this coating, the coating is superfluous because it's a bori, it's a perfectly solid vessel, tohor. The coating is not mekabel tumah. V'yes hora'ua tomei. But if suppose you have a shaky vessel, a fragile kli cheres, which needs this adhesive plaster around it, then the plaster is part of the vessel. It's what's holding it together. And then, if the vessel becomes tome mitocho or meaviro, then the outside of this vessel, the coating, is also tome and is metame ochlen umashkin that come into contact with the coating. V'chein b'chiduk ha-keruyo. And the same thing is true with a keruyo. A keruyo is a dala, some type of a gourd, G-O-U-R-D. Imagine a pumpkin. The pumpkin is now emptied out of its food, and you're using the pumpkin's shell as a bucket, which was commonly done in olden times. But the practice was to reinforce this pumpkin with a kind of a belt around it, a chiduk. So the chiduk is the belt around the keruyo. The keruyo is the melon or the pumpkin. So the same principle is true. If the pumpkin is a solid pumpkin and doesn't really need this chiduk, then we have a machlokas. Rab Meir says the chiduk is metameh. The Chachamim say the chiduk is not metameh. However, if it's a schwache pumpkin, a weak pumpkin, a fragile pumpkin that's going to fall apart without the chiduk, which is holding it together, then that chiduk is an essential part of the kli. And if the inside of the pumpkin becomes tomei, etc., then so does the rest of the coating, and it's also metame tumas ochlen, also metame ochlen and mashkin. The Mishnah continues now in Mishneh Vov. Yablis. Yablis is some type of a material, a kind of a reinforcing adhesive material derived from a certain species of herb called yablis. And this yablis is used routinely, shetoflin bo hapitosin. It's used, again, I stress the word routinely, to strengthen the pitas. The pitas is a large barrel of some sort. So if the barrel becomes, the pitas becomes tomei, the yablis, which is holding it together, also becomes tomei and is metamei ochlen umashkin bemago. Why? Because since it is routine, it is customary to smear the outside of this pitas with this yablis material in order that the pitas not leak, it kind of serves as a sealant. Therefore, even the Chachamim in Mishnah Hey would agree that the yablis is tomei and is metame ochlen umashkin b'mago. Similarly, magufas chovis eino chibur. the lid of a barrel. Again, imagine a klicheres barrel, a ceramic barrel, and the barrel has a lid. The lid, the whole function of the lid is to be removed. So therefore, if the chavis becomes tome, the lid does not become tome, because the lid is not considered part and parcel of the barrel. Eino chibur. It is not considered to be connected to the barrel itself, and therefore if the chavis becomes tome, the magufa, the lid, is not tome. Finally, the Mishnah says, Hanogeya bitipulo shel tanur. If you have an oven, this is the old primitive ovens made of a klicheres, ceramic ovens, earthenware ovens. They require a great deal of support, and you have to put on all sorts of plaster and cement on the outside in order to hold it together. That plaster and cement, etc., is called the tipul of the tanur. So if a tanur becomes tome milifnim, the tanur becomes tome, for example, through a sheretz being inside the tanur, then the tipul is also tome. Hanogeya b'tipulo shel tanur, foodstuff which comes into contact with the tipul of that tanur, the outer reinforcing cement of the tanur, is also tome. Because the tiach, the cement or plaster, is considered a chibur to the tanur. And so we have finished Mishnayos Hey and Vov of Perek Gimel, and in the process completed lesson number 12.